what are the things that can prevent a person from being ready for the coming of Christ? I just want to say some things which I've spoken of many times, but let me repeat it. In Matthew chapter 6, this is very, very important. More and more, I find I'm referring to this in these days. And that's the matter of forgiving others. Matthew 6, verse 15. If you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Even if you repent, you have really repented of all the wrong things you did in your life. You come to NCCF. You've decided to deny yourself in so many areas. You stopped watching pornography. You're taking the scriptures seriously. You're seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But there's one person you have not forgiven who did something against you or your family long, long ago. I want to tell you, as a servant of the Lord, you will not be in heaven. That's for sure. Either that or Jesus is a liar. You have to make a choice. If you don't believe what I'm saying, you're saying Jesus is a liar. What did Jesus say? If you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Even if you've confessed them, even if you've repented, and even if you claim the blood of Christ, why? This is the truth. And can a person who dies without being forgiven, he didn't forgive, according to Matthew 6:15, and he died. Is there some place after death, like the Roman Catholics say, in purgatory, where he can then set that matter right and forgive somebody and get into God's presence? Anyone who does not forgive others actually believes in something like that. Because he thinks, yeah, it'll happen. How do you know that if suddenly death comes? I'm particularly burdened about it when I read of all the people in India today who are dying of COVID. We had 5 or 6 cases in CFC churches, many of them older than 60, but 1 or 2 in their 40s. And it's happening all around. That's what burdens me, to make sure that these people are clear, that they have forgiven every single person. And you cannot remove it from your mind. I've said this many times, but I'll repeat it forever. As long as I'm alive, I'll repeat it. The importance of forgiving every person from our heart. You don't wish them any evil. Whatever evil they may have done to you or your family, we must forgive them. The other thing is to ask forgiveness from those whom you have hurt. That's the other side of the coin. Turn to Matthew 5. See, both of this is on the Sermon on the Mount. And at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, if you hear my words and don't do them, you're like a man who's built on sand. But if you hear my words and do them, then you're building on the rock. Make sure you're building on the rock. Asking forgiveness from others. Matthew chapter 5. When you come to the altar, verse 23, when you come before God to present your offering, that's your prayer or your request, and there you remember that your brother has got something against you. Matthew 5, 23. Why does he have something against you? Because you did something to hurt him or his family, or in some way, or you cheated him, or you robbed him, or do something. And what should you do? Stop praying. Have you seen Jesus saying, stop praying? If you realize you've hurt somebody and you've not asked his forgiveness, stop praying. God's not going to listen to you. Leave your offering there. Go first. Be reconciled to your brother because you hurt him. Then come and present your offering. And what if you die in that condition without being reconciled? Then you come to present your offering in eternity before God and says, I can't accept it. I can't accept your life into heaven because you did not settle with somebody there. Now, what if you tried your best and the guy did not respond? Well, the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 18, if possible, as much as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. That's the only verse in the Bible which says, do this if possible. It doesn't say, if possible, avoid anger. If possible, avoid lusting after women. If possible, don't love money. No. But one verse in the Bible says, if possible, do it. Why? Because this depends on the other person's cooperation as well. You can't be at peace with somebody if the other person doesn't want it. But you can't live condemning yourself because that guy's not willing to be at peace. You've done your part. You've asked his forgiveness. You're forgiven. But he still doesn't want. Then the Bible says, forget it. As far as lies in you, live peace with all men. And if he doesn't want it, don't worry about it. 1 John in chapter 2, verse 28. Little children, abide in Christ so that when he appears, we can have boldness and not shrink away in shame when he comes. There are going to be two categories of so-called believers. The wise virgins and the foolish virgins. Remember, it is not five virgins and five prostitutes in this parable in Matthew 25. 10 virgins. All of them had their lamp burning, but only five had an inner light of oil inside. So here it says, little children. He's speaking to believers. He's not saying children and ungodly people. No. My dear believers, 1 John 2:28. When Jesus appears, some people are going to say, yeah, Lord, I'm so happy to meet you. Boldness. And the others are going to shrink away in shame at his coming. Why do they shrink away in shame? Because there's something not settled. It's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. Believers, one last verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Verse 9, first of all, whether we are at home in heaven or absent from home here on earth, we want to be pleasing to the Lord. Paul says, it doesn't matter to me whether I'm at home in heaven or absent from my heavenly home here. I want to please the Lord. Why? For means because. Why do I want to be pleasing to the Lord? Because I must appear at the judgment seat of Christ. We will all appear there so that everyone will be rewarded for whatever he did in his body, according to what he did, whether good or bad. Therefore, I say this about myself too as I preach, knowing the fear of the Lord, I persuade people, knowing the fear of the Lord, knowing how serious this is, I persuade people. There was a time when Paul said to the elders in Ephesus after having preached there for 3 years, I am innocent of the blood of all men because, this is Acts 20 verse 26 and 27, I'm free from the blood of all men. No one can hold me responsible for their going to hell because I have declared to you, verse 27, the whole purpose of God. Not just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but I proclaim to you, you've got to repent and turn from sin. You've got to settle matters with people you have hurt. You've got to return things you have taken wrongfully as far as possible. God doesn't demand the impossible. As much as it lies in you, live at peace with all men. Dear brothers and sisters, please take this seriously. And consider those who are your loved ones, whom you know. You never know when death will come. And don't let it be said about you in the final day that you had the opportunity to share something, the truth with someone, but you wanted to be so popular with that person that you didn't speak the truth. Forget about popularity. Person's eternal destiny is far more important. Let's pray. Now, if the Lord has reminded you of something to be done, make a note of it and say, Lord, help me not to forget it. Because I'm sure the devil would like you to forget it by tomorrow. Heavenly Father, help us each one to take your word seriously and to be ready for your coming and to stand before you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.